Do you hear me?
Bonjour.
So good morning, everyone. And first of all, I would like to congratulate the team for this second draft of the publication on good practices and lessons learned, which incorporates most of the comments and suggestions from the previous revision of the document, and the document has grown and is stronger and today. So I'd like to make some comments on chapter two, which we just saw the presentation. It's in monitoring and on the monitoring and assessment context. And first, I want to share some general impressions and suggestions related to the experience of reading the chapter. As we saw from the presentation, the narrative of chapter two is well structured along 15 lessons, and each lesson is illustrated with the case studies for all over the world, to a total of 29. And each case study is also linked to additional lessons. In this sense, I think it would be useful if we have a different opportunity for reading and consulting the document along the idea that the colleagues mentioned yesterday of a toolbox. In this sense, we could provide further linkages from the lessons to the corresponding case studies along the document, which illustrate them. In terms of available resources to deepen the knowledge on the case studies, I found the links to regional bodies' websites, agreements, monitoring protocols, etc., very useful, and would encourage to expand this to cover all or most of the case studies. Another point I'd like to bring is related to the language and style of the document, as it incorporates contributions of many of us who came from different language backgrounds. I suggest an overall professional style revision before publishing the document. And in general terms, I also sense the need of a big picture overview of the basins covered by the publications, which are many and very representative of the different processes that we have in different parts of the world. And I think this could be presented maybe visually in a global map. And if we have an online toolbox, maybe with links to the case studies. In relation more specifically to the lessons, I see that the lessons 9 and 12 and also 15 have only one case studies. And since these are important lessons related to public engagement, awareness raising, and capacity building, I think there could be an additional case studies, particularly on lesson 12. We know that the Danube has a very rich experience. Maybe we can reach to them for a case study and to other also basins. On the other hand, we have the case study 12 is linked to 10 lessons, and study 23 to 9 lessons. Maybe these studies could be a little more focused to illustrate more in depth fewer lessons and not so many in general terms. Overall, I think the chapter is very well structured and very, very rich in information, and it's comes along a very nice storyline which follows the reading. Thank you very much.